The Youth Water Leadership Program is a student-driven education experience intended to increase watershed literacy and specifically Colorado watershed management knowledge, with a mission to create authentic student-centered learning experiences that increase watershed literacy through civic action. And I think that's what sets this program apart, is that it's about giving students the tools they need to learn how to participate in public life around the things they most care about.
This is Sarah Johnson, the founder of Wild Rose Education and the Youth Water Leadership Program. With the program's main event, the Healthy Rivers Youth Water Leadership Summit, coming up on December 11th, we sat down with Sarah to hear about what water and environmental issues matter most to students today.
What types of water issues do they really care about right now?
The program has expanded geographically. So by going remote, it's kind of like, why not? Let's let everybody on the Western Slope play. And so there are students that I've been learning about their projects from Durango and Crested Butte and Aspen and Glenwood Springs and all over. Some common themes that I've been hearing is huge concerns about climate change. And so I've been working with students to kind of to get down to the root causes of climate change that they are have a relationship with. Energy use and transportation and agriculture and cows and methane, mining reclamation and impacts of mining on waterways. And then there's a whole bunch of kids that are really concerned about coral bleaching in the ocean and a lot of ocean topics. Even though we're here in the middle of the country, so far away from an ocean, they're paying attention. And I think that's just hopeful for the future.
Students are finding opportunities to take action with a number of different stakeholders, even within the private sector.
The topic that seems to come up every year is, why does Aspen Mountain use potable drinking water to make snow as opposed to raw water? But I would say the most exciting projects are the projects that they're super timely, they're super relevant, and they're bigger issues to the whole community than just somebody's pet project or pet peeve or pet passion.
And Sarah has a number of students who are standing out in the crowd by going above and beyond the expectations.
What are some of the projects that are coming your way this year, and what are you really impressed by so far?
There are a couple groups of students who are realizing that the best way to make change is through policy. And they realize that maybe some of the ways you can do that is to have governmental offices that are committed to the issues they're concerned about. And so climate change, water issues, plastic use, all kinds of different things are all related to climate change. And they're realizing that there are some jurisdictions like City of Aspen, City of Boulder, that are fortunate to have these really strong municipal offices for climate and energy efficiencies and all these different environmental issues. So some of them have been in touch with Northwest COG or the Northwest Council of Governments to try to figure out if there's a way they can influence other counties to prioritize these types of offices in their counties. And they've actually been in touch, and the kids are talking to them and trying to figure out how to get to their meetings. So they're getting like real life experience of how the world really works, but they're communicating with the people that really could possibly change things.
Through this program, students are putting pressure on decision makers in really creative ways.
One specific example of students really getting the attention of the community was in 2019, a group of girls really got interested in microplastics and the problem of microplastics. They learned that microplastics are coming sometimes even in our rain and snow. They're so tiny that microplastics were not just an issue about the ocean. So they kept doing all this research and kept getting stumped over and over and finding that there's so little research in Colorado specifically about where and how much microplastics are in our waterways. And so their call to action was to basically make a plea to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, prioritize research around microplastics, because we're concerned there are microplastics here, but we don't have evidence of that. So would you please prioritize funding for this research? And those girls got interviewed on KDNK and got aired both in the Roaring Fork Valley, and then the Moab Community Radio Station also picked it up. And some water managers heard that and were upset because the water manager thought that girls were saying that there are microplastics in our drinking water, and that's a problem because that person didn't want the community to think there were microplastics in our drinking water. And that's exactly the goal of this program, is to have the water managers hearing these issues so that, if in this case, hopefully the water manager could initiate some research and be able to help us understand what is in our water.
At the end of the day, Sarah's goal for these students has little to do with changing water policy.
Personally, I'm most invested in the fact that if these kids can understand that their voices matter and their concerns matter, no matter where they come from, what their cultural background is, what they're thinking about is relevant. If they realize when an issue comes up in their community, in their lives, that they're really concerned about, they at least know where to start.
For KDNK News and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, I'm Hallie Zander.